is public comment, item number three. And Ms. Betty Roman would like to address the board.
Good evening, thank y'all for giving me this time. Just to sum this up, I'm here tonight on behalf of, I'm a bus monitor, Sheila is the bus driver. And just kind of want to say that I'm concerned about the safety issues kind of going on with the new route changing and the, you know, the way we're having to get the bus, you know, kind of turn them back around and everything. The last, only been 2 days, but there's been, you know, times where safety is, you know, not being appeared to be there. And a lot of the, well, all the parents and the children have asked us every time to get on or get off, what time are we gonna be there? Of course, we don't know that, we gotta get that worked out. But the main thing is the safety and us trying to get rerouted and, you know, the changes. So I guess that's, to sum it up, that's my concern tonight. You know, I don't know how we can work together.
The turnaround you're talking about there in front of Timber Energy?
Yes, sir, we're actually going down to 105 and backing, still backing out right there to come back down. And then on 67, which is Caribou Highway, we're going past our original bus stop and going down and coming off onto the side, right side of the ditch and coming back around on both lanes and coming back up. And like we've been saying, you know, on a wet day or any day, it's not safe because you're coming on both lanes of that bad Caribou Highway. And, you know, on a wet day or any day, it's just not going to, you know, and even today it was kind of a hard thing with the kids on there to kind of pull it back up, you know. So that's our big concern. That
is this new? Is this something that was changed?
Let's see, Kevin, can you speak? As far as the 67, we're talking down in Sullivan.
Yes, right. Sir, we quit turning around in Mr. Sullivan's yard because it's private property.
Right.
You know, y'all's got a policy, don't get on private property. So I spoke with Mr. Petty and he asked me to come up with a solution. And the only solution is to go down there and make the turn in the right way. The only way you can turn around like you don't drive a car.
Is that one of the places the county was going to help us some on?
All I know is like this morning, you know, we had to go where it's like the Thompson, Ken Thompson right there and there. We had to swing around right there in the front, you know, and come off to the right and come back around into the other side of the ditch and come back up. So, I mean, you know.
So is it safer for you, in your opinion, is it safer for you to make that turn around there and cross both lanes or to back up where they did before, Mr. Sullivan?
Just my personal opinion, but I mean, definitely backing up in Mr. Sullivan's. I mean, we were out of the highway, you know, and even on 65, where we're having to back out of 105, back out and come back up, I mean, we're still on Highway 65, you know, so. I don't know how to fix that. I just know that there's still a lot of, you know.
If you back up, are you backing out into 65? You back up there.
Yes.
So that's, you know, that does not go without risk there, obviously.
That 105 or 103?
103.
Okay.
Okay. So 105.
Yeah, that's a good way.
103, right there. Yeah.
But then the 67, you know, I mean, you know, the bus driver, I don't, you know, she's in agreement that. It's not safe. I mean, you know.
Right.
So, and I've had several parents contacting me, several kids, you know, just saying, you know, how is this better or how is this safe? So I'm here tonight, honestly, on behalf of, you know.
So are they having to turn around and like come off onto the right of way of the shoulder of the road?
Well, that's the whole thing is we can't get on, you got to figure out somewhere to turn around. That's the reason we wanted to move 67 up to 67 and 67-8, because you don't have to turn the bus around. And Ms. Allison Manziel's son, Leo's, and Ms. Naomi Bunkley's old house, we wanted her to bring the kid up to the Timber Energy Road, and that eliminates all that.
And like this morning, we had Mr. Ginger's son that lives on the back road that we're not allowed to go down, which is a county road anymore. he had to come and get dropped off, and because of the time, he didn't know, so he's standing there on 65 like 30 minutes before we get there, because he wasn't aware. So that's another safety. It was not, you know, I understand there's things that's going to have to be worked out, but, you know, so.
Just thinking outside the box here, can we not make an exception and ask them if the landowner's okay with it, and that's the safest place?
That's sure.
Yeah,
I know they do this over in Calhoun probably. Before we drive on a private property, the old days just ask them to handshake and all that. Is that still good, or do we need some kind of legal document or legal signed agreement if we go on private property?
My instincts tell me the homeowner says, you can drive on my property, you're fine.
If we drive on their property and accidentally do some road damage or something.
So we're responsible whether we do road damage or not. I mean, whether we have a
turn
around release or not.
Yeah, I'm just thinking if it was a turnaround, we've had turnaround issues, you know.
Would it be best to have something if we did this in writing?
I don't think so, because the homeowner, their recourse is stay off my property. That's all they've got to say, whether you've got something in writing or not. But if a homeowner says, sure you can drive, turn around here on the corner of my property, I don't have a problem with that. Whatever your policy says, I don't know what your policy says.
Our policy says we're not supposed to go on private property, so we'd have to make an exception to that in policy, saying when it comes to safety
that's
purposes. I mean, that's kind of like things like safety trumps.
Now you've got some logistics issues.
Yeah.
Within
yeah, you I mean, you got to we got to put some common sense in with it, you know, because I don't know exactly where y'all are talking about, but I think about a bus turning around on the side of a road in a ditch.
Well. Yeah, I say it now.
That worries me.
If
that's what I'm understanding.
I've talked to the county commissioners, some of them, and they're willing to fix the turnaround down there so that the bus can turn around on 67. So they ain't like turning around in a ditch.
Okay, but what?
Yes, sir, but would that still be crossed coming over the two lanes to turn back around?
It'd just be like pulling out of an intersection to go across the road. I mean, that's. You know, they do that every day anyhow, so. Now the other, I guess.
65.
See,
that's a state road, and you're not going to get.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to get the county to do nothing on it, so. I don't know what.
Or the forestry, they won't do anything either.
Yeah.
Or forestry. We only have one student below Timber Energy Road, as of now. That can change anything.
And that's on Violet's? I don't want to throw.
That's right there.
Right now, we're taking the van all the way down there.
And they didn't show up
yesterday. They did stuff.
Can the van catch that one?
To solve that issue when the van comes by, you can get on the van.
Yeah.
And then we wouldn't have to go down there and worry about that turn.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that would fix that.
That would fix that. Now, to understand though, for more students, then you're right back at where you're
at. Right.
Because if you're pulling out for one, then, you know, granted, the others is going to expect you to come down there, you know, and pick theirs up if you have to back out also. So, you know.
Well, that's the whole issue is with the back.
County roads that, you know, they're not going down to pick up kids, you know, because they have having to back out. That's a county road, you know. So.
Now, if we go down there and pick up with a van, I got a bunch up here in my district that's going to you send the van up there after
I got them in my district as well.
That's right, Jay.
So and you also get $0 for that.
Yeah, zero. You get $0 for less than 2 miles, correct?
If it's
if they on a van anywhere, or less.
Yeah, I'm not talking about on a bus, too.
Right, if they on a van or less than 2 miles of the school they attend, you get $0.
That's $400,000 in the whole last year, by the way.
We. $397,723.95
in the whole. We're going to go in a hole every year on transportation, whether we like it or not.
And like I say, my main concern is safety.
Ours too.
And ours too, and we do need to look at some solutions.
Well, as far as the county agreeing to fix that one area, I mean, how, where, does anybody know where they're at on that?
Well, I hadn't called them yet, talking to Mr. Flowers, waiting on the side what y'all want to do. If we don't go down there, then they don't want to fix it. So this is y'all's decision.
What's the safest place? What is the safest turnaround?
Where it was.
On private property?
Down there anyway.
You're out of the highway and out of the stream.
You're backing up.
You're backing up. Yeah.
You on private property go out there and fix anything we tear up. There's a liability there, and I can tell you what the insurance and
we've got management. Here's the reality. The statute is very clear. Safety and health of students being transported, maximum regard for safety and adequate protection of health are primary requirements that must be observed by the district school board in routing buses, point drivers, and all that, and operating equipment. So we've got to do that with the requirement that if those kids live on Highway 67, they've got to be picked up. Am I correct?
Not necessarily. If they live off a normal bus route that is suitable, we do not have to pick them up. There's a statute on that, too.
There's another statute.
They contradict each other the whole time. It's y'all's decision.
But the first one says shall. That's a non-debatable type thing. If it says may, that's different. Sometimes the statutes will say a school board may do this, but shall is non-negotiable. It also talks about hazardous walking conditions. And a student under grade, they don't want any kid under grade 6 walking on the side of the road.
But they won't fund you for it.
I understand, but I mean, so here's our mix. Funding, student safety. We got to go to student safety.
I'm disagreeing with that.
Yeah, I know. We got to find a solution. My thing is, if we go on down to Mr. Sullivan's and he's okay with it, and that's the safest place, then let's ask him. That's a phone call. If he says no, then we back up.
Back up. Talk to him.
Well, how's he feel?
It's okay. But y'all's policy says don't do it. That's the reason I didn't do it.
And that's my thing. If you backing out on the road, that's a lot unsafer than going down there and swinging around.
Then we need to adjust the policy.
I agree. Which is safer, swinging around or backing out on the highway?
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
It's swinging around.
Right.
Well, when Roger was here, he asked me did I care if the bus turned around in my yard, because they could turn around at the neighbor's yard. It wasn't big enough, and without hitting stuff. So I said, sure. Well, one day the lady did, because, I mean, you'd have to see my drive. Has to have those high, where we've cut into it, has the high thing. And she hit the bank thing over there, but that's, you know, I know, it hurt my yard. But in any case, the county kept my yard, just because I allowed it, kept my yard fixed. If they did do some ruts or what have you, they kept coming in there.
I don't know if they'll do that now, personal property.
I'm just saying, I know when Roger was here, he asked me personally.
Because they asked me about this turnaround to see, is it on personal property or is it on right of way? I said, it's on the right of way. They said, we can fix that. We ain't going on private property to fix nothing and do nothing. So that's the county commissioner. So, but in my opinion, and I'm only one up here, making that turnaround, if we get the county to fix that, it's safer than backing a bus out on the road. I mean, it's just safer. And crossing two lanes ain't no worse than pulling up to an intersection and having to go across two lanes of traffic to get to any other way.
You fix the right of way.
Yeah, yeah. And from what I understand, I hadn't been down there to see exactly where they're talking about. But
anybody would like to ride with me, I'm glad to take y'all.
If it's big enough to turn the bus around and you know, be fixed, then I think that's where we should be. I don't want my bus going down in a ditch and, you know, people thinking they're fixing to roll over or get thrown out of the seat.
Yeah, if there's an area that the county has agreed to fix, then we need to see about getting it fixed where the bus can turn around safely. But are y'all saying that that's the private property is even more safe?
That's what the bus driver and I are saying. But like you say, you know.
But if the county fixes that, you have to keep your policy on private property and not have to do that, or not have to change policy.
Yeah. Well, later down the road, you know, like you said, you never had things change. And if you have a private property owner willing to allow that, then I think that the safety of our kids come first before any money issue or any other thing else.
Yep.
So that's what I'm saying is, I don't drive the bus. I'm not over maintenance the bus like you and or what. But what I'm saying is, we're all intelligent enough to know figure out what's the safest for our students.
Yes,
so
I agree with that 100%.
We need to do that, whatever that is, whether it's with the county or change something with, say, making an exception if it's deemed necessary due to the safety of our kids. We need to put in policy, and that don't mean to be abused because somebody thinks their kid should be picked up at their doorstep, which I know has happened in the past, and I get that.
My whole heart, I just want to see what's safe, where everybody feels good about it. The parents, kids, bus driver, and landowner, county, whoever, you know. I'd have no problem in asking the county if that's the route we go and we want to turn around down there, Mr. Sullivan, say, look, we got somebody that's helping us. Can you help them?
Why don't we do both? Ask the county to fix it and do.
They want to buy some property from us anyway.
We've
got some bartering power, you know. Hey, look, help us out. We got a good citizen down there trying to help us, you know. And occasionally, if their road gets rutted or something, can you just take a load of dirt down there or whatever, you know?
Just flowers. Just talk to them. They said they will not.
Apparently, they thought that we was going to be turning around there at Sullivan's driveway, and when they talked to JT about it, JT said, absolutely not. We'll not put our equipment or any rock or anything on that private property. So the county would be out on fixing that. Now, you know, y'all may have.
We've been running it down there for a while now, haven't we? Has it damaged it before?
Well, when it rains,
I mean, we take kids down there from church. We take the Hagen kids from church down that way, close that way. I've never noticed it. I've never noticed it damaged, you know.
When I back up when it's raining and I'm playing in mud, tires are slipping, and a couple times I almost got stuck. I mean, I'm either in the sand or I'm in the mud when it's raining, so it's a no-win situation there.
And so?
At Sullivan.
If we build this turnaround and they make it nice enough, we can make the bus loop around, then it's problem solved.
Yeah.
And you're not on private.
And there's
a lot of visual,
there's no problem. There's a long ways down there. They can see, right?
It added a mile to the bus route. It's half a mile down there where you turn around and half a mile back. So it did add a mile to the bus route.
I'm still trying to figure out which one's the safest one.
We agree.
If it's fixed, is it the safest one?
We agreed it was the Sullivan's.
Y'all agree that backing out across the road, backing out into the highway is the safest?
No, so we go in and we kind of make the loop in there. We come out nose first.
Okay.
Yeah, they in there turn around on his property. They won't go in there and fix that for us.
And even on rainy days or whatever where you can't even see your hand in front of you, I mean, it's still where we can try to get on out because there's, you know.
Yeah.
But
I would understand when they were backing out on the road.
So like on 65, they're backing out. They're running, you know, I live over there, this Cadillac, get it on down the road there, it could be presenting a big problem. But if you're going to back in one spot, I mean, that's what you're saying, you're going to back somewhere, you're going to have to back in a lot of other places.
Well, my feeling,
I mean, that's the only thing. If you do it one, if you do it 65, we're going to have problems with it.
If you do it for one, you got to be fair across the board. That means you got to do it for everybody. It's my feelings, and if we can resolve that through the turnaround down there, to resolve that problem, and then we'll work on the 65, then that's me. Because last year, I don't know how many of y'all, but I got a bunch of calls from up in my district about not picking the youngs up at, you know, where they, you got to drive down the road and back up and turn around. So,
if Mr. Sullivan and Mrs. Sullivan agree that it's okay for them to turn around, but the county isn't agreeing to bring dirt in or whatever, then that eliminates that. If they're going to say if they're not county, they're going to do that, the Sullivans aren't going to agree.
If it's damaged.
So if they're saying, well, you can do it, but only if the county agrees to fix it if something's damaged, and the county's saying, no, they're not going to do it, then that answers the question. We can't. I mean, because I understand that's their property. They're doing a favor, but at the same time, if we're not, you know.
What happens if you have people that you have to go down the road and refuse to let you do that? What you going to do? Say you're not being fair. Because you're not coming down my road. Mine's bad enough as it is. And there's kids in there that have to come all the way out to the highway. My mom rents trailers in there. We make them come all the way out. We make Burnt Bridge come all the way out. What are you going to do about that?
Yeah, that's the concerns I have from a few from Burnt Bridge.
I'm not letting you on my property. The garbage truck already has it, so Sandy almost gets stuck now. And they won't fix it.
I know it's an issue living in rural areas that friends that sit up in Tallahassee don't really always understand.
Kids. That's all I'm going down there picking up.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm only picking up 3 kids.
On that whole road, 67.
From 67, in the afternoon I have the cemetery. I have to take 2 to 4 kids down there and that's it. And then I have my other 3 kids. That is it for the whole route. From 67A to Sullivan is that.
Now, on some given days, though, Sheila, we do have the extra families. I mean, you know, there's some that's sometimes
it can be almost 21st century, so.
You know, 8 or 9. I mean, it turns into more than that sometimes.
Yeah, it days. Not every day.
Well, my thing is, if we're backing up in certain spots, it's going to bite us if we don't do it across the board. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be. We're either going to come in these places, we're going to go into Burnt Bridge, and we're going to back up, or we're either going to go into Podge, if that's the case, or if we're backing into 65, we just can't make an exception for, we got to do it because of this reason, or this reason, or this reason. It's got to be one or the other.
I agree.
I mean, we're doing this because risk management with insurance, they recommend it that we don't back up.
Right.
But what do we do in the case of a kid that's there? Say we got a bus driver comes and they got a 5 and 8 year old. You drop a kid off out here on Highway 65 or 67. There's not a parent there. It happens. They may be the best parent. They may leave them. You're just going to let the 5 and 7 year old out to walk a tenth of a mile, 3/10 of a mile, up to 2 miles. By statute, a kid can walk 2 miles.
Mm-hmm. So we're 2 days in. So there are some things yet to be seen. It may be best that we tackle these problems like the one down on 67. Yeah, 67. And if we can get a commitment by the county and some kind of date certain that we can get that fixed, that'll be one less headache we have. And that then we address each of these areas the best we can. I don't think we need to go backwards. We're not but a few years away from when we could pick them up every 50 yards. A lot of parents threw a fit when we quit picking, mailboxes every 50 yards. We stop every 50 yards. We've already said we're $400,000 in the hole. I'd like to spend that money on books, better grub myself. So I don't want to go any deeper. But my suggestion was, one, let our folks know, listen, we understand where you're coming from. We ain't going to just bury it. But we do have to be fair to everybody, like y'all said very well. We do have to be consistent in what we're doing. And any gains that we have developed in transportation, let's not lose them. Let's keep the things that have been good and safe, like I was saying, according to statute, that we're trying to do there. But we'll have to address them one at a time and see if, find the best solution there. And it may be down the road we have to figure out some kind of back-end spot. But if we do, it needs to be worded very carefully so that y'all won't be put in the corner. Everybody that comes up to the board meeting won't know why they're not, like we were saying there. It'd have to be very careful. David would have to write us up something probably 5 pages long to protect us from what we would be attacked by.
But y'all going to be working on the safest solution between?
Definitely.
Take also into consideration, there's a statute that an elementary kid can no longer be on the bus an hour.
Yeah.
That is
over an hour.
Over an hour. Yeah.
So if they live in Sumatra, they ain't a bind.
Miss Whale just, no, sir, I got it worked out where they at school. Miss Whale's having to change her route. She drops off at the high school at 7:30. 7:35. She had to leave. She was late this morning to the school because she's leaving no more time. We've already changed her route enough. She's already on that bubble. So if we add to her, it's very possible, and we change this law, our rule, y'all's statute, our policy, we might have another bus route. Think about that, because you're going to start going out every road. There's a big picture here that, you know, and I understand the safety. I agree 100%.
Yeah. We are going to keep it on.
If y'all work on it and let us know what you come up with.
We will.
And then if it's a real issue, we got to look at the policy, then you can bring that before.
We're going to try to do the bend, don't break, strategy.
Yeah. But I don't think we'll have a problem if it comes to it with just about anybody. If their kid's involved in backing up into the yard. If somebody that doesn't have a kid involved, they probably not going to want you backing in the yard or turning around. But
it's at night that scares me. Early in the morning.
Early
it's
in
dark.
The morning.
That scares me the most. Daytime, we could do a lot of risk because you can see very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Betty. Sheila?
I need some direction. What y'all want me to do? Starting at home.
Well, we're going to look at each and every.
Some actual route. 123, Cotton Landing.
Yes, that's why I'm here.
You know, that ain't been discussed. So if you change one, you got to change them up. You know, that's all of them. You got to look at all of them.
Well, our job is to get some options for the board to go with. If it may be that there we can
what
work out.
What are the issues we're having with Cotton? Is it Cotton Hill?
Cotton Landing.
Mr. Hayes brought that up. I have no information for you, Mr. Hayes.
Okay. Because I haven't had any called about any of this, so this is all news to me.
Chris come in
what
late.
What is the problem with 123 with Cotton Landing?
That's why I'm here. Cotton Landing.
It's beating their buses all to pieces, buddy. I mean, Mr. Williams will tell you that. We got one in the shop, $2,500 hood, you know.
The road is too messed up.
The road that y'all maintain? I mean, we don't know from my car.
Yeah, we don't maintain it. The county maintains it.
County maintains.
Yeah.
Well, we quit going down 123 because we had to get in there on private property to turn around and come out. They said we could go all the way through, and Mr. Hayes said,
no, you can go up two roads, Bill's Landing, and do a U-turn like she's always done over the years. You can make a perfect U-turn right there, two roads down. If you go a little bit past our road, just like it used to be.
You live on the south end of Cotton Landing Road,
correct.
Right?
Yeah, yes.
That little settlement right there.
Yeah.
I got your information. How many kids is you asking me?
Yes, sir.
But we're not going.
I drove that road, and it's rough. When it's not being graded, it's rough. The buses are being beat bad.
That's what I'm saying. I mean.
And when it does get graded, it rains.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Well, it's
a matter.
So my wife was supposed to take my 7-month-old, get her out of bed at 5:30 in the morning, put her in a vehicle with like 6 or 7 other kids, and drive 1.1 miles down to the end of the road and wait on a bus driver twice a day. See, it's a pretty big pickle to change the bus route. It's a big deal to some people. So let's just be careful how we just go up and change them. I didn't realize y'all changed it until the last minute. We don't get the paper down there. They don't even sell it at the Smasher store. They're still pumping sunshine in down there.
You're way down there.
I don't know. If maintenance is just the issue, it seems like maybe we can get around that some way or another. Maybe more routine maintenance, maybe slow down a little bit, maybe grade more often. I'm not sure what the solution is. That's
Some of the things we control, some we don't. I think this categorizes another area we want to take a trip down there, look around, see if there's anything we can do to help.
Please do. Yeah.
But as we're leaving the board meeting tonight, they still going to be bringing them out to the highway.
Well, see, that was waiting on Mr. Hayes on that, the board. Right now, we're going in there and coming out. We quit going down 123 and turning around. He had me, and I have him right here, he had mentioned about totally stopping the dirt road, period, because of the beating of us up, and they would have to bring them to the highway. Right now, y'all hadn't gave me any direction, so I was going just the loop and not going down 123.
Well, they'll never get graded if the bus was coming down. I can say that. That's probably the only reason they get graded now.
When that is 123. That whole loop is 123.
It's about, we're going to have to go a mile and a half, I think, and turn around and come back and pick all the kids up for 123. And it's an easy turnaround. Traffic's not an issue.
But it's a loop, too.
I used to hunt down there. I know how rough the road is. And when they graded it, it got worse. When it rained.
But the bus is still backing up. Even if you get the Bill's Landing, you still got to back that bus.
Is that a safety issue backing up right
there? Yes, it is.
That's the reason we agree. That's the safety
issue
backing up right there.
I'm sorry, you're still backing that bus. That is a no-no.
She drove the bus out of bus, and I have too.
You have to back that bus. I mean, if you turn it 423, you still got the back. I've done it.
What's the issue with backing up there?
You're just not allowed to back the bus. It's not safety.
That's what the R. Eventually, you're going to have to back that thing up eventually. I'm sorry.
Judy backs it up every day, even the times when she gets home.
She has
I drive a truck for a living, so I back up all the time. It's not that big of a deal. You do it in a safe spot and do it responsibly.
And it's, Orange is no different where they're going picking kids up in Orange. She's still doing that on that dirt road. And it's still rough, just like 123 is. I know for a fact, I've drove as many times going up there picking a child up.
How long is the Cotton Landed Road?
Between the two roads on the main road is 2 miles apart. I'm not
all
sure
way around.
Of the loop around.
Say 8 miles?
I'd
say about six. Four.
Five and a half. 6 miles.
Right. I mean, I understand the analogy with Orange, but it's not, of course, not near that long. As far as the distance.
Right.
Road may be just as bad, but it's not as long as Cotton Landing.
But the one that I was told this morning, when I told them about the meeting, Talmadge Wright, I guess it's his son-in-law, told him about the meeting, and he said, Judy doesn't back out. Judy pulls sort of like in towards their road right there, their driveway, and makes the loop. She doesn't back out or back in the road or anything. She just makes a loop around. Because he said he's seen her watch her do it.
Well, obviously she has his permission to do that, right?
She has my permission to come in my driveway and make the loop around in my yard.
Well, I think that was part of, I don't think you were here yet, that they're discussing is that policy says we're not supposed to go on private property, even if the landowner says we can.
For policy, sorry.
So that was a school board policy that was passed. I can't tell you. Yeah. And so they're trying to alleviate going on personal property for liability purposes because when you do it so much, it's going to rut up and then, you know, then the county may or may not go in and help fix what the bus has done.
I've made a point to her and to y'all. As long as she can come in my yard anytime she needs to turn around, I will take care of fixing my yard. He will take care of it. And my other son-in-law, I don't have no problem with her coming in my yard at all.
You see the problem though with the next one might have a problem with that. We as a board and me as superintendent, we have to serve the whole county.
Right.
Sure. So we have to have a policy that is consistent.
But she still doesn't have to back up on private property. That's why I'm not seeing what the deal is. If you go down to the set, what's that? Not Bill's Landing Road, I'm not sure what the number is. That's where she's looping around right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of room there. There's traffic's not an issue.
But she is right. Having backed up there.
On Bill's Landing Road?
Yeah,
she's
I'm not
having
sure.
A back
I haven't
up.
Seen her. Actually, never do the loop.
This way of truck
is not an issue.
You have to back up the turn.
That takes you right back to backing out in the 65.
I thought the issue was maintenance on the vehicles to begin with, anyways.
There's a safety side and a maintenance.
Well, absolutely. I mean, but I'm sure if you drop down it, that'll eliminate. You can clearly see it from miles. That's just not a safety issue. I understand safety is first. Maybe it's something we can look at again.
We'll definitely take a ride down there and look around.
Please do that. That's all I have.
Yeah.
I I think it's gonna have to be individual, looked at every
case by case.
Every
yes.
one
case
of these.
Like
I
say, it's just gotta be
I don't think
careful.
We can have a throwed out blanket on any of this. I don't think so.
No. I mean, you have different areas. We live in a very rural area. Every
area
is gonna be a little different.
Right.
So, you know, Kevin's got a difficult job when it comes to those bus routes because we live in such a rural area, and you know, we're just gonna have to look at it individually, case by case.
Yes. Wow.
Most of us are off the grid. It's 2 miles on my driveway to my house. It stays messed up all the time. But that's the cost I pay for living down in that road, I reckon.
Well, see, my thing is, what happens if I'm at work and nobody can be at the end of the road to pick my kids up? If they were dropped off at my house, that's not an issue. Like yesterday, I was 2 minutes late to the bus stop. Where'd I have to go get my kids? At her house in Sumatra. Why? Because she couldn't wait 2 minutes. What happens then? I shouldn't have to go to Sumatra. What if I wouldn't have been told, hey, your kids are at the bus stop? Well, actually, I was told they were at the Sumatra store. What do I do if I sit there for 2 hours waiting on my kids who's already come through and in Sumatra at Judy Bates' house?
It's just like she told me yesterday.
If they were being dropped off at my house, that wouldn't be the issue.
Sunday evening, she told me that she would be at the end of the dirt road at 10 minutes after 7. If I hadn't left at 6:35 this morning to get to the end of the road, I would have missed her this morning because she was at the end of the road at 6:40.
It's going to take us a few days to get our time stamped.
But it's always like that. It's not a consistent time for her to come, that she comes to the house. I've seen her come at the house when she told us that she was going to be at the house at 6:45, and it was after 7 o'clock when she got there.
Kevin can work on that. We've got schedules that we're supposed to keep.
That's going to be an issue from now on, because if these ride today and don't ride tomorrow, that's going to vary.
Well, if the bus breaks down, we're stuck sitting at the end of the road waiting on the bus for an hour and a half.
There's all kinds of issues.
2 hours, however long it takes her to get the bus to come running again.
And it's just like normally, usually she's 4:20 getting at the house every day last year. Now it's different.
If we're going to start going down all these roads, every one of them's going to change.
Give us a chance to take a look at each case and see what we can do for y'all.
Yeah, things have got to settle down, and us, or you, Kevin, and the bus drivers, talk and see what's the best and safest way.
I need directions, what you'll do in the morning.
What our policy say?
Don't want private property.
It's not private property, it's county road.
That's what we need to do, I think. We need to do by our policy.
Can we change? Can we suggestion to y'all and y'all make the change?
But even if it's county maintained road, it's
never
not private property.
Never have to touch private property, so we'll see
her
in the morning, I guess, by what they're saying. Is that correct? Or do we still need to?
I couldn't hear you. What'd you say, sir?
She shouldn't have to turn around private property. It shouldn't be an issue. For tires, she never touched private property, so I guess I'll see her in the morning.
At the end of our driveway?
What's the bus route for down there currently right now?
Right now, we're picking them up out of the road.
Out at the mouth of the road?
What road?
Cotton Landing.
Cotton Landing Road. That second sign, Cotton Landing sign.
Mm-hmm. 379.
379, Cotton Landing 379.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right there at Rollins Creek.
To me, what's posted out there, that's what we need to be doing until we decide to officially change.
Keep going what we're doing the first 2 days.
Yeah.
Can we look at it?
Give y'all a chance to look at it. Give the bus drivers a chance to.
Yeah, but she's been at this for 2 years now, trying to get out from coming down that road, saying first it was Hunter's.
What?
Afraid of Hunter's was going to shoot that yellow bus.
Well, ma'am, and let me say this. I hunted down there for years, up till about 3 or 4 years ago. I know them roads is rough, and I know when they graded them and it rained, they got worse, and if I wouldn't have had a four-wheel drive truck, I probably couldn't have got up and down it. I know the complaints there, and give us a chance to look at them and see. Every taxpayer in this county pays for them buses.
we got to treat all of them just like we treat y'all. Don't, I mean, you know, and I don't want this to sound mean or nothing, but parents have to have a responsibility for their kids, which I think y'all do. But mine, when I lived out there, I either made arrangements for me and my wife to carry them to school and drop them off and pick them up, or I made arrangements for somebody. Those were my kids, I was responsible for. I didn't try to put it on none of these people up here, no principals, no nothing. That was my responsibility. And you know, y'all got to accept some of that too.
I get what you're saying. Are we doing this because of policy, or are we doing this because of the maintenance issue? I want to go ahead and get this figured out. What are we looking at tomorrow?
It's both of them.
Right. Or is it a safety issue? Because all three have been addressed, and I understand all three and their importance. I just want to be clear, you know, what exactly is
the problem? I think what we've got posted in the paper is what we need to operate by tomorrow until we change. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, that's...
But it needs to change the way it's worded, private property or private road. It's got private road and private property on it. Not no county road or anything like this. It's private property and private road.
I think bus routes are just going on paved roads. I ain't got the thing in front of me.
They going on dirt roads if they don't have to turn around.
Okay.
As of now, but Mr. Hayes has got other issues with that, and we go address that whenever he seeks it. I have his information. As of now, understand 67 is 67A and 67. If we're going to continue what we're doing. And other roads up north part of the county. So
that's why I'm saying let's follow what we got.
What's in the,
if you do that,
what we're doing starting this school year.
Turn around down there and picking those up.
So what?
So we're going to be right back to square one.
Well, let me say this: the first two issues we talked about had nothing to do with going down dirt roads and picking up anybody.
No, sir.
All it was kids that live on that road, and it was an issue with the bus around. In my opinion, my view of the statute, you have no choice but for the district to figure out the best way to get bus around to get back to the school. Whether they pick kids up on the way down or they pick them up on the way back. That's our responsibility, okay? I don't know that's what we've got to figure out, what's best. It, from what I'm hearing, we've got one parents tonight that are saying an issue with this county road. So that's a separate issue, okay? So.
And that's not a county road,
that's a
forest road. So
county maintained.
If we're going to, does the county maintain the forest road?
Yeah, just that one cotton land road.
Okay, well. To begin with, you start changing stuff after yesterday and today, it's going to be a problem. I am not comfortable dropping a kid off at 67A 3 miles from the house. I'm not comfortable with that. When there's we're not going down the road to get them. They live on the road. They live on the blacktop, right off the blacktop. I think that's our responsible position for that. And if that needs to be a policy change tonight, I'm willing to make that policy change. Now the other issue, now that's one issue, and how those bus gets turned around, that's where y'all gotta come up with best plan and present that to the board. Second issue is going down dirt roads. Now that is a big issue. I've known Chris Hyde for 30 years. He's as reasonable as day is long, and I know him. And I know his heart. What happens is when we start changing things and information does not get disseminated. That this is kind of what happens. I'm not blaming anybody. I mean, he lives in the boonies. Okay, you know, we're gonna put it on Pigeon and put it on Pigeon, get it to it. But maybe in the future we can make phone calls to those people that it affects. But this is an issue with him, and he's just coming. He's just doing his due diligence as a parent being here tonight. I would say we need to look at that and see if there's a way to pull a rabbit out of a hat on that one. I don't know that we can solve that one tonight. But the other one, I think we got to make that work.
I think we agree with you on that 67.
Yeah.
But that's not the current policy. Is that what I'm hearing? We say that's not.
Policy's not going on private property.
Policy's not going on. If we turn around where the county's willing to help us build that turnaround,
right.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay. And if that, and again, I'm saying if that's the safest thing, then that's what I vote for. That's what I want to see happen.
The other issue is not backing.
The other issue is not backing. The other issue
is not
backing.
Away from backing.
And Mr. Sullivan, you're still not backing up. If that's the safest thing and he's okay with it, then I'm for that.
Kevin, didn't several years ago we go down there and turn around when Kim was riding the bus? Down at Tom Wynn's place, we were talking about turning around.
Yes,
several years ago, we did that same turnaround.
That turnaround's been used before.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So.
Well, I actually come back out of their yard a little bit because, same issue, you're going to go in there and get on their property. If you're swinging there too far, you stay outside the mailbox, you're okay. But the ditch is too steep on the other side. So you back up or there's a gate and a road. Ditch is flatter. I took the bus out of person. I drove it off in there at an angle. No problem. Spun around and only my right tire on the other side barely come off the other side of the road.
That's what Kevin told me. He said, I think he had it fixed, worked out, and I thought it was until it
happened. I did too. I didn't know.
Yeah.
The thing is, like I said, you still got to back up there. You just said you pulled up to back up and they come around.
67.
That's what you just said there.
No, I didn't.
He's talking about 67.
Yeah.
Well, 65, you got back up.
Yeah. Either way, I mean, that's the key thing. If we were going to be recommended not to back up, then we can't back up anywhere. Because what's going to happen is they're going to call me and they're going to say, well, they're backing up down here, and they're saying I can't come down this road here because I have to back into their driveway.
Yes, sir.
And if you do that, then, I can't justify saying I can do it for you, can't do it for you, can't do it for you. Each case has got to be individual. I mean, we can sit here all night long, and we can argue this fact out.
Well, if there's a backup, it has to be all real slim. I mean, the reason we have to do it is because they give us some grounds to back up on why we don't have to do them all.
Right. So, I mean, that's
I ain't speaking clear. And I mean, we got to have some justification beyond just
come pick my kid up.
Yeah.
You know.
So we go that route. Give us time to at least work on something. We have to go that route. We have to be so careful how we word it. The only reason we did that was because, and a good, sound judgment reason, a safety-based, I hope, reason.
Even I talked to Mr. Petty, even if we go as far like Mr. Somerset, take it case by case, but numbered roads, that is your main roads that Mr. Petty had to talk to me about, that's your roads that if they come out to that main road, 333, 12, 20, 65, 67, we accommodate them somehow and figure out how to turn around. The only one that can be an issue with 65. 20, we turn around at the dam, there's plenty of room. Down here on 20 this way, we can turn around before you get to the bridge. So the only one that's really going to be a problem would be 65 south.
If it's just that one student, they could catch the van.
Right.
That problem be solved.
That would be my suggestion.
Yeah.
If you got a van coming right by there, and then it's only one student.
You can pay them people to bring that kid.
There you go.
So they live over so many miles.
I've got all that
if
here
the
too.
Parents
tell
will
you exactly
do
what it'll cost. And we can leave a statute on that. We can pay them to bring their kids to the closest bus stop.
Cheaper than we can.
So that's cheaper. And we can legally do that, require them.
So the one on 65, where's the closest bus stop that he was?
100 yards.
100 yards.
And that ain't, we ain't gonna pay him much money then, what you say?
He can walk up that back county road that Miss Naomi used to drive all the time with the bus.
Yep.
Right here to the bus stop, we already got established and never get on 65.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we would be better off to pay 120 to bring them to that bus stop. Because if they ride that van all the way to the school, we get $0. If we pay them to bring them to Timber Energy, put them on the bus, then we get transportation for them. $9.90 a day. Round trip. Right now we don't have one. $3,500 supplement plus gas plus the wear and tear on the van. We get $0.
Have we talked to Terrence about doing that?
No, sir.
Okay.
I wouldn't mention it tonight.
Sure.
Y'all brought it up.
We've done that in the past. Right. We have paid.
Miss Dixon's doing it now for students. We do it now. We actually do that now.
We'll go down your way tomorrow. Okay, we'll be down there tomorrow. See what we can do.
You're welcome.
We're going to change it then. I need to call the bus drivers.
We're not changing it.
No.
He's just saying he's going to go down there.
Oh, you're talking about looking. Okay, I'm sorry. I got to call the drivers.
Right.
Okay. You had me scared. Okay, yes.
Thank y'all for looking into that for
them. Yes.
Mr. Bailey.
Promise.
And if there's some kind of emergency thing, we got to come back together. Miss Summers can call us, and we 24 hours we're here. Or Miss Vivian, we make it happen. You know.
Anything else? Item number 4. Superintendent's report.
Two days in, and everything's going great.
Straight A.
Truthfully, we've had a good first 2 days. I'm sure that these two teachers here, I'm sure, are sharing good stories already. There's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of challenges. This transportation is just one of them, but I got another one for them. We had my recommendation was that we bring in something that several counties, Orange County comes to mind. That was to have that 59 as a base grade. Listen, a long time ago I quit saying I got to win every war. Maybe every now and then I'll win one. But this is one, there are the other solutions to the problem. And I'm ready for us to try to find the solution. The problem is our at-risk students. Even though we're an A district, and I'm as proud as I can be as Peacock that we're an A district. We all should be. Even within that, there are areas that we are lacking in. And the one that we looked at as an administrative team, even before school was out, our principals, administrative, we looked, was that lowest quartile of achieving students. I handed a thing out to y'all to look at, and it kind of breaks it down so that y'all don't think I'm just up here, you know, breathing hot air. We looked at it, and we did a lot of study into our kids that are everything from achievement to discipline to dropout that were there. And I'll just look at just a couple. There's a bunch of things here. I'll list a couple. The FSA ELA level ones and twos. Level ones we all know is they're needy. Twos as well, but ones especially. Grades 3 through 10 district-wide, we have 292 students. 290 students that are level ones and twos. And ELA, 3rd through 10. That's 42% of our student body in grades 3rd through 10. Those are numbers that we've got to address. If I didn't want to address them, we'd have to anyway. DOE is putting the screws to us. They're gonna start counting more and more of a school grade, a district grade, based on that. Our teachers have done a fantastic job in helping our kids show gains. And that's why we're in A district. But to remain an A district, we've got to address those issues. You know, I don't want us to focus on what we don't agree on. Let's focus on a concept that I do believe that we all agree to. And that concept, that foundation belief among us as educators, among us as stakeholders in our district, is that every student counts. The smartest one, and the one comes from that home that the mama's on crack, dad's in prison. Every student counts. I believe when they achieve, we all glory in their achievement. When they fail, I believe we should feel their discouragement. I think we do. And I believe that we all want to help these struggling students. The proposal I had to address this issue was not believed by most, I'd say most here, to be the best plan going forward. That's fine. That's good. But we got to have a plan. I believe we can explore different ways to help motivate our at-risk students. So how do we go about doing that? the ones that have the poor academic performance, the ones that have the highest dropout rates, the ones that have the poorest attendance, the ones that have the highest discipline referrals. What do we do to see if we can help these struggling students? What I plan to do now is we're going to establish a task force team, for lack of a better name. That sounds kind of military, don't it? But a task force team that will be made up of teachers, and I would ask our two teachers here, will you serve on it? I mean, you've got the biggest stake in the game right here. I'm going to count on you. We need teachers who are involved that'll stick their neck out and try to find answers to these problems, because it is one that we're not going to answer overnight. Ms. Gay Lewis, I want her to chair it. We're going to have teachers and administrators. I'd like to have at least one board member, we'll talk about later, but at least one board member to serve on that task force as well. And it's not going to overnight come up with an answer, but it's one that we're going to have a date that we will have an answer going forward, but it could take us the majority of the year to figure out what we're going to do. But we will go forward. I mentioned the Department of Education. They're always looking over our shoulder. Their motto is, we're here to help you, but when you call them, you wonder about that. But I know that we can solve the problem that we've got. It's not a problem just in Liberty County. Heck no. It's in every district in the state of Florida, across the board. We're just one of them. But the reason that we have been able to attain our academic success, we've got the best teachers and administrators and support staff I believe you'll find anywhere. We must have them. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in an A district. Go ask them across the river. I'm confident we can achieve what we need to achieve, but I wanted to lay that out. This is the plan that I have, is that we'll set that up in the next couple of weeks. We'll identify all the folks that will be members of that, and then we'll report regularly to this board about what we're finding out, what we plan on doing, what we think will work, and we'll finally come up with a plan to address it. But the days of ignoring it, the old bell curve when you're always going to have a few fail, and that's the way it is, we can't look at it that way anymore. We've got to try to save all if possible. All right, thank you, and that's all I got to say about it.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Next, item number 5, additions, corrections to the agenda. We need a motion to add emergency item A and B. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Thorpe. Second. Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item B. Need a motion to delete item 11A. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Thorpe. Second. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item 6. Need a motion to approve the agenda. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty. Second. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item 7, old business. We need a motion to approve removing the contract agreement between Employee Benefits Consultants Incorporated and the Liberty County School Board for consulting services from the table. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next, item B. Need a motion to delete the contract agreement between Employee Benefits Consultants Incorporated and the Liberty County School Board. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hotbart, second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item number 8. Need a motion to approve the July 29, 2019 public budget hearing and special meeting minutes. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Thorpe. Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item number 9. Consent items. We need a motion to approve the following principal reports for July 2019, financial statement for July 2019, and bills and payrolls for July 2019.
Motion,
Mr. Morris, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve the closing of the early learning account inactive. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item C, need a motion to approve the disposition of property report for the 2018-2019 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower. Second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Tharp. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item D, need a motion to approve the updated substitute list for the 2019-2020 school year. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item E, need a motion to approve a $250 supplement for all non-route bus drivers who have a current CDL with school bus and passenger endorsement. This will be paid in May 2020. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty. Okay. Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion?
Y'all remember way back years ago we had that and encouraged them. Now we're doing this crossover to include the safety element now. We need a quick evacuation with encouragement drivers.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item F, need a motion to approve the updated salary schedule. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item G, need a motion to approve the personnel consent table for August 13th, 2019. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item H, need a motion to approve the PAEC Professional Learning Catalog, previously named the PAEC Masters in Service Plan. Have a motion?
Motion.
Mr. Petty, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
I did have one question. Can somebody that is not teaching for Liberty County, they want to keep their,
Okay, if they've got the points, they can do it through the internet, but it's so confusing, I usually just tell them to come to my office and I walk them through it, because they have to deal directly with DOE, and nobody likes to deal directly with DOE. Okay. So we've done it enough. For example, Donnie Redd came to us, you know, he wanted to redo his. He came through our department. Jeff Sewell's another one who came through us, you know, because it's just tough to deal with DOE directly.
Well, I just had that question the other day, and I didn't know the answer, so I...
Yeah,
when
in doubt, send them up, we'll
help.
Yep.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item I, need a motion to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Gail Grissett to provide music to students at Gold Star Private Academy for the 2019-20 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower.
Where is that?
The
Gold Star Private.
It's right, the private school right there.
Michael, John Etniel.
Where Marco used to have a flower shop.
Yeah.
Okay. I had no idea where it was at.
Yeah.
Fenced in yard.
Yeah. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item, J, need a motion to approve a consulting agreement between the Liberty County School District and Donna Fox, PH State.
Spirit.
We tried it with Aaron, he tried to tell me what it was.
It's hard
to
plan to help you. Nobody can get that.
I know nobody else can. Yeah. Any discussion?
That's the only reason we can do it.
All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item K, need a motion to approve the contract between Twin Oaks Juvenile Development Incorporated and Liberty County School Board for the 2019-2020 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, L. Need a motion to approve the inter-agency local agreement between the Liberty County School Board and the Florida Department of Corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Flowers and Mr. Moore.
That's Kyle.
Kyle, sorry about that.
Petty and Moore.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, M. Need a motion to approve the contract agreement between Monica Brinkley and the Liberty County School Board's 21st Century Program for Sewing Instructional Services to be rendered from August to September 2019, 18 hours at $20 per hour for a total of $360. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
Huge need and opportunity in this county.
Yes.
Grants are great.
Well, she's still limited to the six or so people like she had last year.
I don't know how many she got enrolled this year.
I'm not either. I know last year she said it was limited to six.
It's pretty limited to that. If I'm like one instructor of a machine,
per se. Yeah, but I mean, do you have any idea how many is already enrolled in it, or?
About six per month.
Okay, so we're still saying that's six. Yeah.
Any other questions?
To teach how to sew or to sew?
To teach,
to help her where she can have more students.
I can sew.
I would be
not pretty, but it can, I
can
sew.
I'm still learning. I'm doing good to have learned how to thread my machine. I was happy when I learned that. But I can do it now.
Well, I went to school, they taught sewing.
They still need to.
That's, it needs to come back.
Miss Ray Palmer.
That's a whole other
subject.
Yes, sir, I remember. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, N. Need a motion to approve the amendment for the existing 2018-2019 agreement between the Liberty County Arts Council and the Liberty County School Board's 21st Century Program for 23 hours, administrative time, at $25 per hour for a total of $575. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item, O. Need a motion to approve the revised contract between Employee Benefit Consultants Incorporated and the Liberty County School Board for Consulting Services. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Tharp. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
Several changes to the contract. The major one is, of course, is reduce the amount from $2,000 a month down to, what is it, Sheila?
$1,700.
So,
I got some
discussion
on that.
Yeah.
The first thing I see in there from before is, before it was just a supplemental insurance, and now it's got the medical insurance involved in there as well. The first reading just read all supplemental. Now it says that the group insurance package shall consist of medical insurance, basic employer paid life insurance, voluntary employer life insurance, voluntary dental, long-term disability, and voluntary vision insurance. And even discussion with them, it was just going to be a supplemental.
I don't think so.
Medical is just part of the enrollment process. The software. That's part of.
So he's trying to list everything that he puts his hand on. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I think he was asked to be specific on what he was going to be.
The electronic file would be submitted to CHP. And it might have been left out of the previous one, but by mistake. It's part of the enrollment process.
And the other thing, when we're in the enroll process, how hard would it be? Because last year, of course, there were several discrepancies between what was in enroll, what before when it was transferred over, and misinformation. Maybe, and its employees, through your confirmation sheet, how hard would it be for each employer that elected to change their elections and online in it to print out that confirmation sheet and give it to Ramsey, Vicky, and Stephanie, somebody that's in there to visually look and check it and keep these things from happening where we're getting called and saying, hey, my health insurance, this is not what I did. My retirement's this. It's no longer the same thing. I changed this elective in order to keep that. That was a lot of the issues last year with enroll was information input wrong or either oversaw or overseen or something of that nature. I mean, would that be a big issue
to get our employees to do? I started doing that through the year because I was having issues with it. So I started printing it out and taking it over there, making sure it was in their file every month, trying to keep it straight.
Keep a paper trail on it.
But it's good for an employee to print their own out.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And keep it in their file so in case it is something wrong, they can come to.
And you can access it anytime, like as an employee.
Right.
Access it to see. You know, I know some people on computers, but you can go in and check it yourself.
Yeah, I've got insurance on about a hand.
Well, moving forward with this, now that we have a contract that we didn't know we had, we did we not have this contract in place until now?
No, because it was paid with purchase order.
Right. Okay. So my question is this something that we're going to look at in the future? Because
yearly.
Yeah. Because I kind of asked around about the services that this company is providing us, and I see, you know, things like that need to be done, and I understand whoever's doing it, what they do on the back end. But is there a way we can look and see later if there's someone that can provide those services cheaper? Or, I mean, I've been told there's people that can provide it at no cost to us. We just have to ask.
I don't see how they could do that because they've got to have some kind of support. Like this guy's got, what's that computer system called?
Enroll.
Enroll. Is it Enroll?
Yeah.
That y'all has?
You got to have something to.
You got to have a system.
System, so you, I don't know how you can do it for nothing.
Well, the person that, I don't know who told you, but the same, a person told me that same thing. I said, well, give me some names.
Yeah.
You
ain't got it.
I ain't got no names yet. So.
Well, and you don't get something for nothing. I know that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is to purchase this type of software. For us to fully be what we were told a year ago in-house, this is not fully in-house. And I understand y'all do what y'all should do. I'm not questioning what Stephanie does. I know she has a job and she does it. But my question is this, when you have the outside who contacts us that says it was supposed to be in-house totally, when we have this, it's not totally in-house. So my question is, moving forward, is there a way where we can fully build this in-house? And I understand Stephanie's not going to be able to do all of it. So you're going to have to put...
We'll have to hire another person to fully do insurance in-house.
Right.
Right now, we're as a savings to our district, our employees, by utilizing this with her being able to do some of it as balancing purposes, being able to make direct contact with the employees, where that is not what this company does. Mm-hmm. They're behind the scenes. So she's a direct contact for Liberty County School Board District. So that's the only thing I can say. You're looking at probably $40,000-$50,000 to hire someone in-house to handle everything. And right now it's not costing
$1,700 a month. That's what,
$20,400. And then I understand if the premiums go up, they get a commission rate. That's not what's happening right now. You've got a set amount, and you know what's going out. But that's the main.
Yeah.
So the employees will still be calling Stephanie.
Yes.
Nobody's talking to Brad Hoard.
They can directly contact.
Right. None of that. Stephanie is a contact for all the insurance the same way it's always been, unless she's out on vacation, and then we're going to go to Vicky or Randy or you.
I've got them all week long. And last week when they tried to do it before.
So in the end, all we're getting is the software.
Yes.
That's all we're getting in software that we've already been paying for how many months now by PO?
Well, I mean, the software was in place when you had an agent of record.
Yeah.
It's the same software.
And we was, and we was told we were going to be using that same software, regardless whether he kept it or whether we got rid of it.
Our company.
Well, it wasn't ever his software. It was this company's software. So.
Most every area these days are bound with so many different regulations and expectations that we can't be an expert to the degree that they're wanting us to be, especially in this area.
We have to be certified in insurance. We have completely. You have to be an insurance broker almost to understand all
right.
of it.
Right. I mean, so us having to get help, I don't think we need to apologize for any of that. We don't have to have help. That's why they have consultants. But we have consultants in finance area and all kind of areas getting us ready for audits. You know, so we use them. It's not a cutting edge thing. I think we're getting a good bang for the buck. Anything like everything else y'all talk about, it's arguable, one way or the other. But I think it's a good thing.
The only thing this has done is take it off the employee as far as that part, and the district pays it. I mean, the employee doesn't have to contribute to it.
Right.
One last
question. Which is a savings to an employee.
Save them a pile of money.
As
interest. One last question there. When they were doing it before my time in here, what was it costing the school board to have the same enroll with the agent of record and all that? What was it costing us at that point?
The commission rate was 3%.
This enroll, same thing we have and we're paying $1,700 for now. What was it costing before?
It didn't cost the district anything because our agent of record paid.
Worked on commission.
Paid.
And the insurance company
paid.
Yeah.
The insurance company paid them.
So who is really saved?
I don't want to cost the employees anything.
Yeah. Who's really saving the employees? More than the district. That's a good question, though. That's who really.
But if we do the math and we look at the premium increase and then what's going out for here, there's more going out of the district and the employees both.
Yeah.
Liberty County School Board didn't write Michael Richter or Harold Mumford a check. Yes, he worked on commission, okay? And he provided these services through Brad Hoard. I mean, it's no secret. He was doing those through Brad. He was kind of a middleman. That's how we got it. Michael made a commission off of, as many products were sold, he got paid a straight commission. Mr. Hoard admitted that. And I knew it. It was no secret. And Michael did. I knew that when we did it. But with the increase in premiums, that CHP, they're going to get their administrative costs. That's an extra cost to the employees, because as premium go up, unless the board absorbs the increase, that gets passed on. Okay, you're looking at about 25% over the last 3 years. So there's been an increase to the employees, but there's been also an increase from the district in what you're paying Brad Horn for the last 3 years. What he's asking for the next, and I'm glad he cut it $300, but there is more money going out from the district, increased salary, and what we're doing here.
The district's definitely taking on both. Your load.
Yeah, the district's took on load, and the employees have taken on since we've made that move.
And that, of course, that's true with any insurance. We say with Aetna or anybody else, that part we can't control. They raise the rates on us. They all do that.
In regards to who would have probably, if we had an agent of record or not, the insurance rates are going up regardless.
Oh, they're going to.
Right.
But, I mean, you don't, it's every year as a guess.
Yeah.
And every year we're going to have this conversation, whether in-house or hiring out for agent of record, it's always going to come up because there's two sides to every story and sometimes four if you listen.
Yeah.
So, you know, it gets to the point where I feel like we're beating a dead horse when it comes to insurance. We need good insurance for our employees that can offer the best benefit package, and whether it's done in-house or by agent of record, it really don't make two rats to me. My thing is we need to provide a good service to our employees that deserve to have what we can allow to give them. And, you know, you listen to each side of it and they have good points, and I feel like I don't know who to listen to. I don't know who or what to believe. And I get frustrated with it. And I'm just being honest and outright with it. I'm sick of dealing with this every year. Every year. And regardless of who does what, Stephanie works her tail off. I feel like Michael provided a service to us. and I'll take him out of it. The agent of record provided a service to us. Stephanie provides a service to us. This guy here will provide a service to us. But what is best for our district? Take names and people out of it. What provides the best service at the best cost? And nobody has ever been able to give me, of the almost 8 years I've been on this board, the best in black and white facts about it. Ever.
You know, Tina, the other day somebody mentioned about what is our contribution. It's 383 something. And you multiply that out times 12, it comes to $4,596 a year that we contribute to our employees. We've always said we take care of our employees. That's never considered part of a pay package, but it's there.
Yeah.
They'd have to pay it. We'd pay it. So you know, this board already has taken a lot of action to me to help our employees.
Well, you got,
they appreciate it.
You got two choices here. Either go in today's world of electronics, or we're going to do it electronically with all enrolled, or we're going to go back to paper.
Well, there's certain laws where you have to do certain things electronically.
Yeah.
You can't do.
It's
so
true.
That's what
it's
I'm, true. You know, where, how do we best provide this service to our district? That's always been the question every year. And, you know, I feel like we just need to somehow come to an agreement. I mean, I didn't know who Brad Ord was until just like a month ago.
Not
so,
the same way.
I mean, I see what he does. I understand the need in it. But we had it before, and it was part of what we did with Agent of Record. So, and he came after, he came one when we did in-house. So, I mean, and I'm grateful we had him. But, you know, I just want us to be able to come to a determination of what's best for our district as far as our insurance benefits go. And
like you say, it's a battle.
It is a battle. And, you know, I hear both sides.
Well, the best thing I see in there is line three, where the way it reads. The consultant shall receive no commission from anyone relating to the board's group insurance for its employees, other than the fee that's paid by the board. So that's just telling you right off, no employee is going to be charged for this. We're not going to take it out of a pay or add on or anything. We're going to take it on the board.
We're going to assume that.
And it was more than that to start with, but he did drop his price down 15% anyway.
And there's a 30-day out, correct,
yes,
on this?
30-day out. Yeah, we make sure we got any contract we do, we're going to have out. Okay. I learned that from Dave Mouth now.
I would like moving forward when this stuff comes up every year, and I, Stephanie, every year you have to work with it, is to look and see who provides these services, software-wise and all that, if there's something. I mean, this is going to be another part of insurance every year now, is this contract.
Yeah, well, this has already been part of it. To my understanding, all the way back since it came in, it's been already there. It's just been like a hidden cost that's been in there, and it's just been brought to light here lately. So, I mean, it's
the
there.
The employees used to pay it, now we're paying it. That's a big change.
It's for the software.
Any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'm opposed.
Mr. Petty, Mr. Morris, opposed.
I opposed on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
don't feel I'm not easy about it.
Thor, Morris, and Petty opposed.
I'm not sure where that puts us. We definitely can't. We don't have the knowledge of background or anything to be able to handle it. Folks, y'all. Kind of come out of the blue here at me. I got a plan B right now, but what are we looking for? What do y'all want me to look for now? Obviously, we can't do it starting today, right now. We don't have the capability.
Well, open enrollment started at 12.
Well,
we could approve it for a month.
That's what I'm saying.
We have it for 30 days.
Approve it for a month and then revisit. They got months to figure out what we're going to do.
That's already been a thing. You get monthly to monthly.
Okay. And what just my marching orders. In that month, am I supposed to gather something for y'all? Tell me what it is.
I would recommend, Ms. Summers, maybe a workshop, and let's come together, and if whatever you gather, bring to us, and then give us, you know, I know the board has talked to some people, y'all said you had, maybe somebody bring some information and talk about it.
Whatever the board wants to do, I'm good to go either way, whatever direction y'all go. We just telling y'all right now, we know we can't do it. What if I go out there and there is nobody else? Or their rate is double?
Well, even if you got the Skyward system that we own that has a roundabout, I guess, kind of system like this, you pay for parts, every part. And so this would be another part of Skyward that you'd have to pay a fee for, right?
Maybe more.
So everybody's got a fee. It's for the same cost.
Is it an ongoing fee or is it a one-time fee?
No, it's an annual cost. So either way, you're paying for it one way or the other. If you get that system or anybody else's, I mean, there's just, because all those laws are in there with the COBRA and all that, all the stuff that where they submit through.
We'll get that cost. We'll have that for y'all. It may be over $1,700.
Can we since we're at August 13th and we are already in the process, can we go ahead and pay him through September 30th and then maybe have a workshop between then?
I'm down at the Fads conference, but I can't remember when it is. It's the middle of September, I think. But that's fine. Go ahead and set it potentially for.
Go ahead and pay through the end of September.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I hope he'll. You know, he may say, "Hey, Bill, yeah, we're going. Y'all find somebody else." I don't know what he's gonna say. This is kind.
He's been going month to month out of this.
I wish y'all had shared that something along this line with me prior to now, but I could have thought of something. But
that's fine. I mean, I've been undecided since it all came up. As far as, I mean, I understand justifying what everybody does, and I see the need for the services, but I think this is going to be an ongoing thing every year, and I feel like this needs to be the year that we come to, this is how it's going to be, and we're going to be finished with it, because every year it comes up, there's something new. There's
I don't see us ever changing, Tina, because they're going to change the rules and all that stuff almost on a yearly basis.
This is going to come up probably every year.
Every year. That's the way insurance is.
And just like the person told me that he said, you can find somebody out there to do it free. I said, well, give me some names. We'd like to know them names. And y'all all familiar with that person. I said, give us some names. He said, nah, I can't do that. I said, do you really have any names? Do you really? He said, Let me tell you this, in the insurance industry, he said, and I don't want school insurance, but in the insurance industry, insurance people are so smart they'll hide the cost and y'all will never find it. You'll never find it. Because he made a statement, he was making commission off of. I said, how's he doing that? Oh, he's doing it. You betcha.
Well, I'm
on it. I said, in his contract, he says he's not making it. If we catch him, though, you won't catch him. They're too slick for that. I know I was in the insurance company.
Well, that I'm not even putting any thought to that. My thing is, I would like to know if there's a way that we can have Mr. Brad, like what Mr. Petty suggested, maybe pay through September 30th to give us some time to look to see, is there any other options other than this? I mean, have we ever looked, and I know we've been paying him up until now, but have we looked to see, are there what options for Liberty County School District is there for this type of service other than what we've just been doing? And yes, at the time when it went in-house, we needed him, but can we look and see?
Michael needed him.
Yeah.
He's an expert insurance guy. We're doing our best.
But can we look and see what else we have available to us? What other districts that do it in-house, what do they do?
Well, my only question is, I mean, why didn't y'all look at it when Michael was using his services?
Let's do this.
I mean, that's my only thing about that.
We'll do what?
I mean, he was already doing the service for Michael.
We'll notify him that the board wants to do another look. We're going to have a workshop. We'll invite him up to the workshop. And Kyle mentioned about, let's give us a month out at least before. This is drastic here. When you drop a ball there, you got to have another rock to jump on.
Yep.
And we're right now, there is not one for us right now. But we'll gather information, any and all. And is there an alternative? Anybody else out there? We'll try to find a name, Jane, if there is such a thing.
That give us time to figure. To me, if at the end of the day, if this is the best, I'm all for it. I'll vote. I'm just not convinced it is.
We need to table it.
Do we need backup? Yeah,
actually, you probably need a motion to pay him through the end of September.
We got a 30-day out, y'all, already in the contract.
We'll do it.
Should we approve the contract with the 30-day and give him notice that we're going to look at it and possibly
The motion's been turned down, so you got to start with a new motion. And I'll make that motion, Ms. Hayes. I make a motion to get the proper name here. Forgot my glasses. I make a motion to pay a contract between Employee Benefits Consultants Incorporated, Liberty County School Board for Consulting Services, through September 30th, 2019.
A motion on the floor. Do you have a second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Thorpe. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Now let me go back and look at that date tomorrow. I'll contact all y'all.
So we can proceed with enroll and all of that, correct?
Yes. Yes.
At item 10. Need to nominate a board member and a business owner to represent Liberty County School Board on the Value Adjustment Board. Do we have a nomination?
I'm going to nominate Boo for
second.
Boo? Second? How about that?
You guys are going to learn a lot there.
What about our business owner?
Our business owner, do we know?
Last year it was Jackson. He didn't even know about it. I can do it again if y'all want me to, unless y'all want to.
Y'all gonna have to give me a little information of what building I gotta go to.
Courthouse.
If you even have to go.
Business owner.
I'm gonna have to go.
Mr. Jackson, someone.
James will have a meeting or two or whatever.
Organizational meeting, and then
if there's any business, which 99 times
all y'all taxes going up this year.
Only if somebody wants to come and
get you.
Boo and Jackson. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item 11. Board policy item, we're going to need a motion to delete approving recommendation from NEOLA to create a revised or updated existing school board policy. This will be the first reading of this updated policy. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty, second.
Second.
Ms. Flower, any discussion? All in favor, say aye. Okay. Let's ease on down to emergency items. Item A, need a motion to approve revised Liberty County School Parity Student Handbook for the 2019-2020 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Tharp, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item B, need a motion to approve the MOA between Liberty County Sheriff's Office and the Liberty County School Board to allow the school safety specialist to act as a sworn deputy sheriff with the overall objective of ensuring compliance with the provisions of the
Marjorie
Stoneman Douglas Public Safety Act and ensuring the safety of students, staff, and visitors on the campuses of the Liberty County School District. Have a motion.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Thorpe, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
That basically gives a deputy, if you will, at every campus and the district office. Beyond.
Any board member item?
I would just like to say, with what you presented with us today, Mr. Summers, about the task force and what y'all have in place, I think that's a great idea. I love that and support it 100%. I'm happy to help. I don't know if you're asking for volunteers or whatever y'all want to do. If y'all want to nominate somebody, I'm happy to serve on that.
I've seen the rest of them raise their hand. If you,
but I'm not. There may be somebody else that wants that would be, but I'm happy to serve if there's, unless there's somebody else that would rather be in that.
Okay. I'll nominate Katina. I'll nominate Katina.
All right.
Now you got it.
I'm getting out of here while they can. But thank you for that plan. I think that's a good thing for us to look at and move forward with.
Next, item 15. Need a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Clark. Second, Mr. Petty. Meeting adjourned.
And the rain.